Leonard Garment came to campus for the inaugural Curb Center Lecture sponsored by Vanderbilt's Curb Center for Art, Enterprise, and Public Policy. The former legal counsel to President Nixon said that his boss was a surprising visionary in terms of boosting federal support for the arts.
The country was bitterly divided over Vietnam. And Nixon, his eye on foreign policy, was open to all kinds of budget-busting proposals that would moderate the storms. I thought, and this was my job to have thoughts like this, that an initiative for the arts would help. Nixon himself had a variety of private musical enthusiasms. Remember, he still played the piano, and like most national leaders, aspired to shape the national culture.
Garment also told his audience that while the big controversies about the arts and government support seem to be over, the boom times for government funding in general are pretty much over as well. That's why Vanderbilt's Curb Center, which is headed by Bill Ivey, is moving in the right direction, working to explore all influences of cultural policy.
The Curb Center has it right. Try to get beyond the standard model of arts policy, which roughly divides the world between the nonprofit or fine arts as legitimate objects of government support and attention, and the entertainment industry, and treats the two as separate and essentially unrelated entities.
Garment, who is president of a planned National Jazz Museum for Harlem, called for a new model of collaboration between nonprofit arts organizations and the entertainment industry. I'm Amberie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.